This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's time for Sports Day. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls, you feel like it's a beautiful day. Turn it up. It's Sports Day with Dan Day.
Yes. The weekend is upon us. My cousin Vladimir Louison is with me right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm hearing like triple audio. It's crazy. I don't know what the hell's going on here. Oh, I know what's going on. Wait, no, I did turn off. Technical difficulties. Great way to start the show. Someone else have the computer open. That's awesome. Vlad, tell us what you've been doing this morning while I go try to shut down other people's computers. We kind of let people behind the scenes.
I got up. That's what I did. I got up in the morning and got ready for this show. That's what I did. I don't know what's going on. Ready for a great day of sports down here in South Florida. As my cousin's just walking around the studio trying to figure out why there's echoes going on. But you are listening to Sports Day with Dan Day and your boy, the amazing Vladimir. And we are going to be your lead-in to the four-hour extravaganza that is Hurricane Game Day.
All right, good job. Whoever came in here before us messed everything up. That's okay. We're going to make it happen if you're hearing all types of craziness. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's the voices in my head. I don't know. Can we have an easy weekend, Vlad? That's all I want. Just a nice, easy weekend. Hurricanes should be able to take care of Georgia Tech tonight pretty simply, pretty easily. They're 17th ranked in the country. Georgia Tech, not that very good. Can we just cruise? I want an easy weekend. I want to just cruise in, get up by like 14, relax, nothing to worry about, win by, 17, 18, 21 points. Okay. Of course, the Dolphins played not so good Giants team either. A Giants team that may have guys like you and I, Vlad, on their offensive line. Seriously. Poor Daniel Jones.
Poor Daniel Jones. He's got $40 million. Ain't no poor Daniel Jones.
He ain't gonna live very long to see that money, man. Goodness gracious. So the Dolphins, who are still a good team, they got punched in the mouth last week. Let's be honest.
They didn't get punched in the mouth.
Buffalo got them. They out.
They got their ass kicked.
Yeah. That's true. They got punched in the mouth. They never recovered. Actually, they were in there for a little bit, making it happen.
First quarter.
14-14. Kader Cahoo had some problems with Stephon Diggs. Xavier Howard apparently doesn't know how to switch sides of the field to cover the better receiver. I don't know what happened there. You know, even if in Tua Tagovailoa, do you not go over Xavier Howard at one point, maybe during a timeout, and say, yo, X, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but you're our guy. Can you go ahead and switch out on Kader? I know it's going to hurt his confidence a little bit, but I don't know what hurts your confidence more. Having to switch sides of the field or getting burnt continuously. I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out what Xavier Howard was thinking. Should have gone over there and said, I got this. You go. Go. I'm getting paid a lot of money. I'm the star of this defense. Go. I got this. And even if he gets burnt, hey, at least you tried something. At least you didn't leave your guy hanging out there to dry. I would never do that to you, Vlad.
No, I would hope not.
I would take it on the chin like a man if I had to. Maybe even stop him. I don't know. Nonetheless, Dolphins team's still good. Don't be a prisoner of the moment and be like, oh, we stink. The Bills own us. Still a very good team. The Giants, not a very good team. Can we cruise tomorrow? We're going to think about it throughout the rest of the day. Can we just have a nice, easy weekend? Both of our teams just get up by 14, stay up by 14, just keep doing what they have to do. Can we get that going? Is that too much to ask? Just do your job.
Come on, man. This is chicken soup for the soul game.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you guys should be. Yo,
I don't want to sweat anything. I'm tired of sweating this weekend. I sweated this morning, but I'm not getting into that.
Calm down. First of all, you were 3-0. All right?
I'll sweat
3-0.
Mm-hmm.
I just heard the echo right now.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Somebody turned something up and on, and I don't know how to turn it off. And if I you know me, I'm going to go turn it off, and it's going to cause World War III here with everyone, and rightfully so. So.
But no, look, it was the first loss they got handed by the team that you're trying to supplant in the division, right?
This was really a get over the hump game for the Dolphins.
What, the Bills game?
Yeah, this was
But here's the thing, though. As crazy, I didn't expect them to get blown out like that, but I didn't think the Dolphins needed to show anything. I think the Bills needed to show more than the Dolphins. Dolphins won two tough games on the road and dropped a 70 burger on Denver. So they were 3-0. To me, beating Buffalo would just even increase the energy and the confidence that everybody had. Maybe this is possibly a Super Bowl team. You're still a Super Bowl contender. It's just that you didn't expect the defense to give up 48 points like that. And if you really look at the first four games, LA dropped 30 on you, 30 plus.
Yeah.
And even though Denver only scored 20, they were moving the ball on that defense.
Yeah.
They were moving the ball. I mean, if you look, I know, 70-20 is bad, but Russell had a pretty decent game. He threw over 300 yards. And you went against a quarterback last week who was, like, it was his best game that he's ever played, and he plays great games against you guys. Tough game, tough loss, but guess what? You got two chicken soup for the soul games coming up at home. This is perfect. Homecoming.
You and I have never knocked, like a lot of people wanted to knock Josh Allen's skill. We've never knocked his skill. I think he's a great quarterback. We've knocked his standing in the spotlight and fading away in the spotlight. It's not about him being a good or bad quarterback. Oh, he turned it over more than anybody else in the league. Brian Daboll made that man. No, that man made himself, okay? But that wasn't a spotlight game. That wasn't a postseason game. That wasn't a big, quote-unquote, you know, nationwide game. It was the biggest game of the week, but it's also week four. So, okay, I think we're going to be all right. We're going to get our games right and right. Now, here's the other thing. Can we just cruise? Can Lionel Messi play? And if Lionel Messi plays, most likely win. Now, Cincinnati FC, they remember what we did to them in that U.S. Open Cup semifinal, that overtime penalty kick game. They're looking at us now like this. Where's your big bad Messi now? And even if we do have Messi tonight, we're coming for you. They are coming for us. And you know what? They would love nothing more than to end our season pretty much officially.
Is he playing?
We don't know. Game time decision.
All right.
I know. There's a lot of rumors surrounding Messi. We're going to get into that as the show goes on. Right now, though, let's get into the montage as we get a wrap-up of everything that happened in the sports world in South Florida, set to music.
It is loud as we welcome you back to Red October here in Philadelphia, just about set for the first pitch between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Miami Marlins.
It's Inter Miami in the all pink tonight. From right to left, it's Chicago in the navy blue, really all on the line here for Inter Miami. They cannot be eliminated tonight mathematically. They cannot clinch anything tonight mathematically, but it's a massive fork in the road for this team. Win in the driver's seat for that play-in spot. Draw, you start running out of time. Lose, you're on the brink of elimination.
No, they give it on the reverse to the left side. Touchdown, man! That's A-Chan again.
Swing and a ground ball left side. Boom to his left. Scoops it up. Throws on the run. He got him. Yes. The ball game's over. The Phillies pitching rules the day as they take game one of the wild card series. A 4-1 win over the Marlins behind Zach Wheeler and the bullpen. Hey.
Dombrowski blocks out for handball, and is it given? Yep. It is! 53rd minute. Martinez a chance to equalize against the young Chris Brady. Martinez successfully tucks it away. 7-for-7 this year on penalties, and it's 1-1.
Backhand beat through the neutral zone. Nick Cousins then looking off to his left. He's got his man, Anton Lundell, to the slider shot. Touch up. He scores. And Anton Lundell ties this game at 2 with 9:50 to go here in the third.
Handoff fakes to Cook. It's a keeper by Allen, and he's going to sail into the end zone. An 11-yard touchdown run on the quarterback keeper. Oh, the Bills running away now, up 27 with an extra point.
The whistle comes from Joey Dickerson, a 4-1 final in favor of the Chicago Fire. A pivotal evening in the playoff race, a fork in the road for Inter Miami, and they travel the road that gives them a very, very small chance of making it through now. It's going to be difficult. It's not impossible. But tonight, they'll have to pick up the pieces and get back at it on Saturday against Cincinnati.
The final seconds tick away. The Ottawa Senators come away with a 4-2 victory over the Panthers. A couple of late goals make the difference for Ottawa. And that's how this one ends.
Happening around basketball, do you feel like there's an extra sort of chip on your guys' shoulder, or is it sort of business as usual?
Nah, no chip on my shoulder. I can't speak for everybody else. We're a good basketball team. People gear up to beat us. It's a sign of respect. It's not the way I
do it. No balls, two strikes. Soto ready. He kicks the pitch. Strike three called. He got him looking. 100 miles an hour. And Chisholm takes it for strike three. And the Phillies take the wild card series, sweeping Miami with a 7-1 win.
All righty, there you go. The montage, feeling good. Let's get into some headlines real quick and get everything set up, get everything going, and make this world just rock and roll. Getting things started, of course. The Dolphins have traded for Bears receiver Chase Claypool. Chicago will receive a 2025 sixth-round pick and give Miami a 2025 seventh-round pick. Teron Armstead, he's been placed on the IR. Miami, of course, plays the Giants tomorrow at 1. I like this Chase Claypool trade.
Def, taxes, and Teron Armstead missing 5 games.
Yeah. Did you see when he got injured against the Bills? It was a no-doubter. Like, he literally just looked around. The staff came out into the tunnel. I didn't think I needed to tell you he's on the IR. I don't think anyone in the world expected him to play tomorrow. And I'm not mad at him. I'm just saying it's frustrating that he's hurt a lot of the times.
It's crazy, bro. It's a great left tackle. Like, there's no doubt about it. He's a great left tackle. But he's always guaranteed to miss at least four games a season. Now, you got two games against two teams. The Giants, listen, the Giants got a good front four. Thibodeau, Dexter Lawrence, Leonard Williams, they're gonna get after you guys. And it's just a bad time right now for the O-line to get some of these injuries. I know you guys don't like Eichenberg being the center. And then now...
No, we don't.
You know, but here's the thing, though. The first two games you played without Armstead and the O-line played very well. Low-key, you might think that maybe the O-line started playing bad when he got back in. But you've played without them before, and you're going against two teams. Listen, man, like I said, man, this is homecoming. Like, this is chicken soup for the soul. I know Coach McDaniel say don't overlook the Giants, but you're not going to overlook the Giants. You're going to want to put make a statement like, yeah, last week was a fluke. You know, we lost, but we're not 28 points worse than the Buffalo Bills by any chance. The Miami Dolphins are not a 28-point worse than the Buffalo Bills. That's just what happened last week. Yeah, it was an ass kicking, but every team has one of those. Cowboys did it against the Cardinals. This is the Dolphins one. And as a matter of fact, every team at least has two of them in the season. There might be another game.
I mean, the Bears look like Super Bowl champions Thursday against the Commanders.
And they crapped the bed in the fourth quarter when they could have had two games in a row that they've won.
Yep.
So it happens like that.
Yep.
I'm good, man. Like, I'm good, not as a fan of the Dolphins, but as media, I'm good with what the Dolphins are.
Look,
you got to look at it quarter of a season, right? After, you're at the quarter pole. Pause. You've won three out of your first four games. You're good. You got two games at home, right? Two games at home against
beatable
teams. You're beating Carolina. You might put 60 on Carolina. Like, this is chicken soup for the soul. The next 2 weeks. This
is like
when you're sick.
These are all NFL teams. I don't think it's one of those things you just show up and win. We're not playing Sisters of the Poor. But I will say this. One truth that has always been held as I've worked in sports and followed sports and everything, that you're never as good as your best game, 70-20. You're never as bad as your worst game, 48-20. You're somewhere in between there. So don't get too high. Don't get too low. But overall, if you're a Dolphins fan, you should be pretty high. Vlad, you're high, right?
All the time.
That's what I thought, man. Dolphins are having a great season. What else can you ask for? Tyler Van Dyke's been having a great season. He's earned a top 25 spot on the Johnny Unitas Golden Arm Awards list. Of course, the Hurricanes take on Georgia Tech tonight at 8, 4 o'clock.
Blackout, baby! Blackout!
Do people get that excited about uniforms?
I don't care. I just want to black out either way.
You might black out tonight, Vlad.
I'm going to black out either way. I'm rocking all black right now. I'm going to go to the, rock the black. And then,
4 o'clock pregame.
Right after us?
Right after us. This is basically the pre-pregame.
There's nothing better than a pre-pregame.
And speaking of, we got some games going on right now. Red River Rivalry.
I like the old name.
Noon.
I like the old name.
Texas, Oklahoma. Maybe not as sexy. LSU, Missouri, Battle of the Tigers. That's going on right now. Kind of the biggest game of the night after, of course, the Hurricanes. Notre Dame and undefeated Louisville. They square off at 7:30 tonight.
Notre Dame has been on TV. I know Notre Dame is like the Yankees and everything, but Jesus, like every week, every primetime game.
They've always had every game.
But every primetime game.
They had that deal with NBC for 100 years.
Fam, they've been on, like, they 3 weeks in a row, they've been on primetime.
They're 5-1.
Get your ass on 3:30 sometimes. Put another team.
They're playing
primetime.
5-0 Louisville.
Jeez.
Miami Heat, their red, white, and pink charity game is Monday at 7. Tickets only $5, goes towards a good cause. Of course, they're going to open the preseason officially Tuesday against Charlotte right here on 560 WQAM. Ooh, Vlad, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about some postseason baseball, and you got a plenty on the slate today.
Eh, are you really?
Rangers-Orioles at 1?
Marlon's not in it, man. Your girl, man.
I know that.
We got to talk about your girl later on.
Yeah, we will. We will. Still, we're still happy with each other. Although.
She got cheesesteaked.
Although, it's been a tough week to be a Marlins fan. You don't really show up for the two games against the Phillies. And yesterday you find out Sandy Alcantara not going to be playing next season because Tommy John surgery.
Okay, fam.
But.
First of all.
We knew something was wrong with him.
Yeah, like. Come on, man. We all knew something was up. And then now you're going to say he's going to be out for the year. Like, why didn't you just say that from the jump? Should have said it from the jump.
You know who we get back next year from Tommy John surgery? Max Meyer. Max Meyer mania. All those pitching prospects over the years. Woo! Jose Mesa might be coming up from Double A. Woo! Yuri Perez. Take a little bit of that pitch restriction off of him. Woo! Jesus Luzardo. Woo! I'm already getting excited about my relationship for next year, although I am kind of down right now. We did hit a major bump in the road this week. I will admit that, Vlad. I will admit that. But nonetheless, Rangers, Orioles, 1 o'clock today. Love it. Twins, Astros at 4:45. I don't care what you say.
I hope Verlander. I want to see Verlander throws at Carlos Correa's head.
That's not going to happen.
Why not? Your former teammates.
I don't think so.
You got to do it.
I don't care what people say. At 4:45, I'm pulling for the Astros. I grew up watching the Astros my whole childhood. I love them. Braves, Phillies at 6. Probably going to skip that one. Don't really care about either of those teams. But at 9:20, Dodgers and D-backs. All of those are game ones.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I mean, why didn't they reseed?
It's not the way they do
that
it.
That just makes no sense, bro. Why don't they just reseed? Why Diamondbacks should have played the Braves. Dodgers should have played the Phillies. And I think the AL, everything worked out the way it was supposed
to. I think it's just an advantage for the higher seeded team. So
no,
they know
it's
who
a
they
bracket.
Can prepare for.
But it's a
but
bracket.
They can see who they can prepare for. That
but
would
it's
be.
A bracket. Eh, who cares?
You took it up with the MLB. I'm not making rules here. If I had rules, MLS playoffs would be like normal playoffs in soccer where it's aggregates. You play a home and a home, and whoever has more goals and wins more games.
I respect that.
I do not like the knockout.
I don't like the fact that, you know.
Because you have one bad game and boom, done.
So you're a wild card team, you don't get a chance to host the game? Like, I don't like that, bro. I don't like that.
We got to worry about MLS playoffs. Lionel Messi, game time decision for tonight's Inter
Miami. He's playing
FC
tonight.
Game 7:30. There's rumors swirling all about Messi. We're going to get into them as the day goes on. But soccer rumors aren't like NBA or NFL rumors. Like, people just throw it out there. I mean, they have no validity to it, no rhyme or reason. They just say what they think. So,
listen. With soccer media, everybody's Woj.
Yeah, but they don't have sources.
Everybody's shams. They don't need sources.
It's like you and
at least with the like what you said. No, I agree with you what you said, Kuzan, because it's like at least with the other sports, there is some there's some validity or
this. It's just
there's some there's some knowledge. Like they have knowledge. The person who's making a report has probably been doing this for a while. A lot of these guys speculate with soccer media.
Like, literally right now, I'm even scared to like do this hypothetical joking situation because it might get picked up and it might go viral. But like literally, you and I could do what they do and just say, you know, David Beckham really likes Lionel Messi on the pitch, has decided to maybe come out of retirement and play for Inter Miami. That's all we have to say. No sources, no nothing. And then all of a sudden you're picked up and David Beckham thinking about coming out of retirement so he can play with Lionel Messi. Like, no, you can't. You can't just say things. But no, soccer, it goes.
That's funny. Josh said, Wojisto.
FIU lost to New Mexico State 34-7 Wednesday. FAU will play at 6 against Tulsa. And right now, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa. 104-year-old Chicago woman recently went skydiving, then to unwind, went to a local bar for some wine and shots. Hell yeah.
That lady's still living, baby.
Gotta get that adrenaline out, bro.
She's still living.
I go home to unwind after, you know, a day on the radio with you, Vlad. This lady's got this adrenaline junkie jumping out of planes at 104 years old and hitting them bars. Hitting them bars. And you know she's probably
full.
Wait,
she's drinking wine and taking shots?
Yeah.
Oh, she's blacking out.
She's probably on a lot of medication, too. I don't know. Okay, Dolphins. I say it's just a bounce-back, get-right game against the New York Giants.
Chicken soup for the soul.
What we're going to do next is we're going to kind of look at some of the pluses and minuses of the Dolphins through these first four games and how they can look differently, maybe even a little bit better going forward. That is next on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are back on 560 WQAM. This is Sports Day. Oh, what a day it is going to be tomorrow. Going to try to get up early and head on out. It's a Dolphins game. We got our pregame starting at 9 o'clock with our dudes Omar Kelly, Tobin, and of course, Alejandro Solana. Going to be checking everything out. Going to be seeing how everything goes. Should be some fun stuff. Should be a good time. Vlad, you going to the game tonight with the Hurricanes?
See.
That's pretty cool.
After work, yeah.
Ah, I think I solved our problem. I hate to be like this, but I think I solved our problem. So let us know if you can hear us now. I had a setting on my computer that was all messed up. So the jerk that was causing audio problems is I.
Daniel there?
It is I. If you can still hear us, let us know. I know my dude Seth Gelman has been texting in and let me know. He says everything's coming in fine right now, so we appreciate him riding with us.
It was us. We were hearing our own
stuff. And Marcos, Art God Savvy, if you want to check him out. It was exactly what I told you, that I was probably on the wrong thing. It was on the speakers and the headphones, and it was going through the wrong thing. Okay, enough of that. Let's talk about good stuff. Let's talk about those Dolphins. Vlad, we have a small sample size, but a sample size. We can agree on that.
Yes.
Let's look at some of the good and the bad. I would say the thing that stands out the most, the sexiest, is Devon Achane. But that's not what I think is the biggest plus. The biggest plus is how accurate and how beautiful Tua Tagovailoa and how healthy he has played these first four games. Would you say that's the biggest plus for the Miami Dolphins? I mean, head and shoulders, before the Buffalo game especially, and shoulders above not only the league, but the second best quarterbacks in a lot of different categories.
Nothing. Dolphins have nothing to worry about. Offensively, they have nothing to worry about except for their O-line. They've got problems with their defense, and there's always your field goal kicker. Okay. But other than those two things, I think you're good, man.
Good job, Vlad. I'm trying to go through the pluses, and you've already jumped into the negatives, man.
Nah, the pluses are all, there's nothing really.
I want to feel good for a little bit. I want to get high.
But fam, you acting like one damn loss is like, oh my God, the world. All right, then. There's nothing to worry about.
That's not
about
what people are saying. I'm saying I just want to get high for a little bit, and then we'll get low.
We're always going to get high. Then, who cares about what people, who cares about what these numb nuts are saying, man.
But I love the fact that Tua Tagovailoa has come out there and silenced any critic.
Top three MVP.
And if he's healthy, you can no longer deny that he is an elite quarterback.
He's absolutely he is a top 10 quarterback, and he's a quarterback that could lead your franchise into a Super Bowl. And right now, he's a top 5 quarterback right now. Top five.
Let's talk about that sexy.
And he's a top five MVP candidate.
Yeah, for sure. Look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. Now, let's talk about that sexy Devon Achane. He has looked real deal. I told you after the first preseason game in person, you could see he was figuring things out on the fly real quick. And you're like, this guy's going to make a difference. More speed, more better. I really like what the way they use him, and I really like the elements that he brings, whether it be running back, whether it be receiver, whether it be kind of like a third down back, one of those guys. I really like the speed and the talent that he has really brought to this team. And look at it, 6 touchdowns in his first 3 games that he's played.
It's good that
only the 4th player to do so.
It's good that he's showing what he's his talent right now. That way you're not overextending or overusing Mostert, even though everybody thinks he's going to take over Mostert's take most of the carries over Mostert.
I don't know. Mostert's pretty good.
But you still got to use, I think you got to use that 1-2 combination.
Oh, yeah.
The odd man now is the guy that's probably coming out of an IR, which is Jeff Wilson Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, the thing that we said prior to the season beginning is that the Dolphins are talented, but they're top heavy. They're top. And when injuries do happen in certain positions, you start seeing, I don't want to say the lack of depth, but guys may not be ready right now. So that's why you're making a move for Chase Claypool. You're probably going to have to sign another lineman sooner or later.
You know what I'm saying? Something.
Like, you've had secondary injuries in the secondary. You've had, any major hit, it's going to really, it affects any team, but the Dolphins right now, with the way they're moving, the way they're
walking
minus
a tight
that
line.
Buffalo, yeah, minus that Buffalo game last week, they've been moving very, very effectively, and any significant injury is going to stop that.
Let me break it down for you. One more thing. Allow me to be high now. We don't know which way this is going to go, but I am very excited and very happy with the Chase Claypool trade. Look, I know he's got his issues.
You know what?
It's in his head. It's between the ears.
You're right. You know what? If he works out, the guy's size and talent, pause. And you can never have
enough speed, enough talent.
You can never have enough
receivers when you got a great quarterback.
Let me tell you this. If there's one position you can never have enough, there's two positions.
Well, DB.
DB and wide receiver, you can never have enough of.
Right. And load us up.
Load them up.
We want to be a track team. We got another track star. Yeah, between the ears a little bit. But look, you basically give up a 6th-round pick in 2025. If he works out, beautiful. Another weapon. And we know Eric Uzukama, who I'm very high on.
Banged up right the neck, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And River Craycraft, both on the IR. They're going to be out. So
yeah,
those are some of your weapons.
So that's 4 weeks. You're happy that Chosen has played well. I don't know. Listen, this guy, I always laugh when Omar was said he was like the 7th or 8th highest paid player on the Dolphins, but Cedric Wilson, right? Your wide receiver.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's going to have to step up. He's going to have to step up. And so adding more, a guy who's been a starter, a guy who's played with a good quarterback.
Pittsburgh, he was great.
He was very good.
He was in a rough situation.
I don't know if he was great. But he's also put a lot of this on himself. So you got to understand, this is your last chance. And you're with a great offense. You're with a wide receiver in Tyreek and Waddle. You're with a great quarterback who's gone through a lot of adversity himself, so who could probably teach you some things and, give you an ear to talk to.
Well, that's the other thing. And say what you want about Tyreek Hill, but he can maybe take Chase Claypool under his wing and say, listen, young man, I've been through my troubles too. I've had my issues. This is what you need to do. Let me guide you. I think Tyreek Hill can be a good leader for this guy. And this guy, Chase Claypool, maybe he realizes now, this is my last chance. I have to do this. This could be a reformation project. You get another great weapon. This is what I love about it, Vlad. He works out. He gets in the right situation. He balls out. 6th-round pick, 2025. Awesome. He doesn't work out. He's a head case. Never really plays. You took a flyer up with a 6th-round pick. 2025. I don't want to hear Tom Brady was a 6th-round pick. I know that. But I'm okay with risking a 6th-round pick to maybe possibly get another very, very good receiver. Is that crazy?
Yeah, nothing. I mean, what's a 6-yard?
What's a 6-round pick? What's Tom Brady? Come on, I'm joking.
That player, like one out of a million.
One out of a million.
Selected. Like, yeah, you get those, but come on.
Let's
and by the time you're drafting, in the sixth round?
Yeah.
You're literally drafting a guy in the seventh round.
Yeah, yeah.
You might as well say he's like a first cousin of Mr. Irrelevant. He's not that far.
Right, and then you still have that seventh round pick that you basically swapped. So, I mean, you lose a couple positions at the end of the draft, you're going to be okay, I think, for the most part. Now, we're going to look at some of those negatives. That defense, man, it is glaring. I'm hoping they're still growing and learning Vic Fangio's system, and they're not totally comfortable yet.
I don't think fans like some of the players from training camp. You start thinking about some of the comments he made about the team when he was looking at them during training camp. Now you can see why, man. You can see why.
I was a little upset. I'm still a little upset with Xavier Howard for not, you know, going ahead and taking the leadership and saying, I got Stephon Diggs, Cater, you know, sorry. Jalen Ramsey would have been nice. Jalen Ramsey would have been nice on Stephon Diggs. But that's the cards were dealt. The defense has been shoddy. It has just been shoddy. You said it.
I'm happy you used that vowel.
Shoddy.
No, I'm happy you used that vowel. You could have used the other one with the
I. That's why I said yeah. But you said, you know, look back now. I mean, you played the Chargers, and they ran up and down the field on you.
Chargers ran the ball.
New England.
Up and down. New England. That might have been New England's great best offensive performance.
They can't move the ball in practice.
But I think, wait a minute. Is that their? Yes. Yes. They scored, what, 17 points?
They were horrible against the Cowboys. I watched that game. Woo!
You guys were the second best performance. I think they played Philadelphia. Yeah. They scored 20. But
the Broncos. Yeah. Oh, no. The Broncos had a big game against the Bears last week.
Broncos did move the ball.
They scored 13, basically.
Broncos did move the ball against
they
you
did.
Guys. Yeah. But I could flip it and say they were getting blown out.
It was third
string. You know. No, but not even that. It was a blowout. So Russell had to throw the ball.
Right, that's true.
You know, they weren't going to run the ball
anymore.
Plus,
you were playing some of your second and third string. So, I mean, that 300 yards, it's 300 yards. But the other kind of negative that I'm worried, Teron Armstead. You warned me, Vlad. You warned me. And I kept saying, you know, we'll figure out something. He'll get all right. He has been just nothing but hurt.
It's just, dude, you can count on it, bro. It's bad. It's not like I'm saying it out of jest or saying it, you know, I'm not saying to make fun of him or to be, you know, be foul, but you look at his career, it's a track record, man.
Yeah.
He's going to miss 4 to 5 games. Like, that's almost guaranteed.
And I'll give you another negative, which you alluded to, which I'm not so concerned about. You said the kicking game, a lot of people are hating on Sanders. I think it'll be all right. I really do. Mm. He makes all of his extra points.
And kick a field goal when it matters. Or
you haven't really needed one.
To extend the lead. What do you mean you never needed one? Fam!
You were never in that Buffalo game after 14-14.
Yeah, but you could have lost that Charger game. Don't get that twisted now.
Didn't.
But you could have.
Could have, would have, should have.
All right? He missed what could have, should have extended the lead.
I think as the season goes on, things will kind of even out. I think it'll be okay. I'm not going to hit the panic button yet on the kicking game. We'll have to wait and see, though. Nonetheless, tomorrow, I don't think it's a walk in the park, a lark by any means, like Vlad says. I think it's going to be a tough fucking
game. What do you mean it's not going to be a walk in the park?
I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park.
Oh, bro, I think it's a Sunday picnic at the park.
Now, I did say it wasn't going to be a walk in the park against the Dolphins, and I was wrong. So maybe I'm being a little superstitious
right now. What do you mean
right
the Dolphins? You are talking about the Dolphins.
I was talking about the Dolphins and the Broncos when they were playing. I said, this is not going to be a walk in the park.
Fam, you see the Giants' offensive line? Marcos could go play O-line.
You and I look like we play on that offensive line, man, but I still think
it's Daniel damn Jones, man.
Yeah, I know. Why are you paying that man? No, everybody knows.
Put big money on the Finns tomorrow.
He's
man.
He's a tourist, right?
He's Daniel a tourist Jones? Or yeah. He's a Taurus.
Tourist.
Like
he don't
horoscope.
Really he don't really.
Oh,
belong
he doesn't
there.
Belong. Oh,
he
yeah,
he
he's
ain't
a
top paid.
He's got he's making $160 million, man. He's making $160 million the next 4 years.
Thank Brian Daboll for that one. In one season. And let's not also forget, he could also thank Kirk Cousins for that last year in the playoffs.
No, he needs to thank Saquon Barkley for that. But they're not playing with Saquon. They don't have any really threats offensively if the Giants go off tomorrow, then
the defense has got some issues.
Yeah, Fangs got it. There should be more heat coming to Fangs. Like, that's crazy. They their best offensive performance so far this season has been that second half against Arizona, and they were down 20-0.
Yeah, their only win this year, they had to come back by a large amount against the not great Arizona team. Nonetheless, Dolphins get it done tomorrow. Get right. Gonna get it right. I like that. Next, we're gonna get into what we like here on Sports Day 560 WQAM.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever.
Alrighty, it seems like we do have some news. They are saying it's breaking news, I guess, by the definition of Jonathan Taylor signs a 3-year extension, $42 million, including $26.5 million guaranteed. I like to see running backs get paid. At the same time, congratulations, Jonathan Taylor. I'm glad you're getting some type of money, but I'm also glad you're not getting paid by the Dolphins because I'm happy with who we have. I'm happy with our running backs room. I'm happy with what Raheem Mostert has done this year, and I'm happy with the rookie, Devon Achane. Good job drafting Dolphins. Good job not having to spend $42 million over 3 years, or at least.
Colts are going for it, bro.
26 and a half.
Colts are going for it. In that AFC South?
Yeah,
Jacksonville's struggling. I think they're in first place, if I'm not mistaken. Are
Josh
they 2-2?
Look good. Jonathan Taylor look good. They're 2-2. Yeah, they haven't looked terrible. They've been good.
Now he's been Anthony Richardson's been playing very well. Second best rookie quarterback from the
that's C.J. Stroud
from 2023. C.J. Stroud, I gotta apologize, son, because I thought he wasn't the brightest bulb in the socket, but he can play.
There's a few things I get right, like you and I. And I really took offense to this all week long. No one, not a soul, said the Marlins would make the playoffs. I was like, no one, not a soul. I seem to remember you and I saying they would. And we walked you through why they would at the beginning of the season. Not a soul. Well, maybe a soul or two. And I said C.J. Stroud is going to be the best quarterback from this draft. I would take him first overall.
You did say that. I got to give you credit for that.
Man, that man throws a mean ball. Nonetheless, let's get into some of the stuff we like. I mean, who doesn't like Jimmy Butler, especially when he comes out emo Jimmy on Media Day making great predictions?
Last year you came out with the braids, man. What's this?
I had dreads like, last year.
Dreads.
What's this? Yeah. This is my emotional state. I'm one with my emotions, so this is what you get. It's a new year, new season. We came up short. I didn't do my job. We didn't do our job as a whole last year. But it's a new season. I'm excited for it. We'll see y'all in the finals in June. Like I always say, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my guys are capable of, so we'll continue to play basketball as a unit, as a team, and somehow, some way, end up in the finals. This time we're going to win it, and then y'all going to say they got lucky, so I'm prepared for it.
All right, first of all, I like that Jimmy came out and the whole emo with the straightened out hair and the fake piercings on his nose and eye, but listen to the message. What did he say a couple years back when they lost the Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals? I'm telling y'all, we're going to be back here next year, and we're going to go to the finals. Lo and behold, they did. Now he's saying, we're going to go to the finals, and we are going to win it. I'm telling you, do not doubt Jimmy Butler. He knows something we don't know. So right now, Jimmy's saying, we're going back to the finals, and this year we're going to win it, and you're going to say we're going to get lucky again. Okay, I like that. That's good. Jimmy, make it happen now. Manifest it. Let's rock and roll. I like the way that Jimmy trolled everybody. He knows it's going to be media pictures, but I also like the message right there. We're going back to the finals. We're going to win it this time. That was a disturbing look.
First of all, the look is Jimmy, just like you said, this is his Halloween.
That's disturbing.
I like it because it now explains everything. Last year he came with those long dreads and then it was all off, but he does it because they take the pictures for the TV that day.
Yeah.
So every time he's on national TV, you're going to see a picture of him as emo Jimmy, even though he's back to being twist or cornrow Jimmy back again. So listen, I think him and Shakira had a great time coming up with this process.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's for the guarantee to the NBA final. I love this. I really love this because this Heat season is going to be funny.
Man, and Vlad,
it's going to be so funny.
I feel as though, I've told you this, I feel as though, in a way, and it's going to sound bad, but I feel as though we're going to be held hostage this season. Because no matter what happens, and if we're not unbelievably good...
If you're unbelievably good, you're going to be like, you see what? This is the Heat, baby.
So if we're mediocre, kind of like we did last year, what are we going to say?
Oh, come on. Well, you know...
Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler...
They should have made the trade. Why didn't they get Dame?
And no. But if they're mediocre, last year we did the exact same thing.
And somebody's going to say that.
And we doubted them. And they're telling us again not to doubt them. So no matter how they do, unless they do absolutely terrible, which I don't see that, but if they do like they did last year... We're going to have to say, we got to trust them.
This is going to be the funniest Heat season ever.
Same thing with the Panthers and Paul Maurice. You know what?
No, it is a little different.
We're built for the postseason, not the regular season. You and I were, you better start showing us stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
We're hostages now. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing.
Believe.
Heat has credibility, man. He got, as I like to say, ring protection. Pat Riley has shown that Pat Riley, the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, Mickey Arison, Eric Spoelstra has shown a legacy, a consistency of winning. Panthers, not so much. You know, they've gotten to the playoffs, but they've been eliminated first round, you know, second round, sweep by the Lightning 2 years ago. Now they've gotten to the Stanley Cup final. They got to win. They got to win. They got to consistently. They can't be no wild card. They can't be no eighth seed. They can't be no, I don't think the fans want that. There is a excitement this season for the Florida Panthers. Like, people ask me, like, hey, man, when the Panthers season starts, hey, can you get tickets? I was like, oh, look at you. Look at you now.
Oh, everybody's a fan now.
Everybody's a fan now, but you can't start slow. You can't start off slow. You got to keep that momentum going. The Heat, on the other hand, like I said, they got ring protection. They've been to the finals two of the last 4 years. You know what they can do.
All I'm saying is when you're middling around 500, it's not that easy to keep the faith. I'm just kind of, when you're losing the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey, you lost to the Detroit Pistons last season.
Lost the Detroit Pistons.
And where did you end up?
Losing to the Calgary Flames. It's like, it's hard, man. It's hard to keep faith, but
losing
you got
to
keep
the Chicago
that
Blackhawks. Yeah, it was bad.
They were good at that time. At the beginning of the season, they were pretty good.
No, but at the end of the season, you needed that win. You had two games. It was against Montreal and Chicago, I believe. Two winnable games. Two
Here
teams
we
that were bad, and then they lost. But they backdoored their way into the playoffs and got their way to the Stanley Cup final.
Let's make it official, Vlad.
Let's do it.
When it comes to the Heat, and it comes to the Panthers, no matter how high we get, and you know you and I know how to get high, or no matter how low we get, we're keeping the faith. Can we make it official now?
I mean, you have to keep the faith with the Heat.
It's official. Panthers in Heat. We'll question, but we're keeping the faith. We trust in both organizations and teams. Next, going to get you caught up with all the headlines and everything going on in the sports world, 560 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever.
Alrighty, it seems like we do have some news. They are saying it's breaking news, I guess, by the definition of Jonathan Taylor signs a 3-year extension, $42 million, including $26.5 million guaranteed. I like to see running backs get paid. At the same time, congratulations, Jonathan Taylor. I'm glad you're getting some type of money, but I'm also glad you're not getting paid by the Dolphins because I'm happy with who we have. I'm happy with our running backs room. I'm happy with what Raheem Mostert has done this year, and I'm happy with the rookie, Devon Achane. Good job drafting, Dolphins. Good job not having to spend $42 million over 3 years, or at least.
Colts are going for it, bro.
26 and a half.
Colts are going for it. In that AFC South?
Yeah,
Jacksonville's struggling. I think they're in first place, if I'm not mistaken. Are
Josh
they 2-2?
Look good. Jonathan Taylor look good. They're 2-2. Yeah, they haven't looked terrible. They've been good.
Nah, he's been Anthony Richardson's been playing very well. Second best rookie quarterback from the
that's C.J. Stroud
from 2023. C.J. Stroud, ooh. I gotta apologize, son, because I thought he wasn't, you know, the brightest bulb in the socket, but he can play.
There's a few things I get right, like you and I. And I really took offense to this all week long. No one, not a soul, said the Marlins would make the playoffs. I was like, no one, not a soul. I seem to remember you and I saying they would, and we walked you through why they would at the beginning of the season. Not a soul. Well, maybe a soul or two. And I said, C.J. Stroud is going to be the best quarterback from this draft. I would take him first overall.
You did say that. I got to give you credit for that.
Man, that man throws a mean ball. Nonetheless, let's get into some of the stuff we like. I mean, who doesn't like Jimmy Butler, especially when he comes out, Emo Jimmy, on Media Day, making great predictions.
Last year, you came out with the braids, man. What's this?
I had dreads like, last year.
Dreads.
What's this? Yeah. This is my emotional state. I'm one with my emotions, so this is what you get. It's a new year, new season. We came up short. I didn't do my job. We didn't do our job as a whole last year. But it's a new season. I'm excited for it. You know, we'll see y'all in the finals in June. Like I always say, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my guys are capable of, so we'll continue to play basketball as a unit, as a team, and somehow, some way, end up in the finals. This time we're going to win it, and then y'all going to say they got lucky, so I'm prepared for it.
All right, first of all, I like that Jimmy came out and the whole emo with the straightened out hair and the fake piercings on his nose and eye. But listen to the message. What did he say a couple years back when they lost the Celtics in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals? I'm telling y'all, we're going to be back here next year, and we're going to go to the finals. Lo and behold, they did. Now he's saying we're going to go to the finals, and we are going to win it. I'm telling you, do not doubt Jimmy Butler. He knows something we don't know. So right now, Jimmy's saying we're going back to the finals, and this year we're going to win it, and you're going to say we're going to get lucky again. Okay, I like that. That's good. Jimmy, make it happen now. Manifest it. Let's rock and roll. I like the way that Jimmy trolled everybody. He knows it's going to be media pictures, but I also like the message right there. We're going back to the finals. We're going to win it this time. That was a disturbing look.
First of all, the look is Jimmy, just like you said, this is his Halloween.
That's disturbing.
I like it because it now explains everything. Last year he came with those long dreads and then it was all off, but he does it because they take the pictures for the TV that day.
Yeah.
So every time he's on national TV, you're going to see a picture of him as emo Jimmy, even though he's back to being twist or cornrow Jimmy back again. So listen, I think him and Shakira had a great great time coming up with this process. Mm-hmm. And now it's for the guarantee to the NBA final. I love this. I really love this because this Heat season is going to be funny.
Man, and Vlad,
it's going to be so funny.
I feel as though, I've told you this, I feel as though in a way, and it's going to sound bad, but I feel as though we're going to be held hostage this season. Because no matter what happens, and if we're not unbelievably good.
If you're unbelievably good, you're going to be like, you see what? This is the Heat, baby.
So if we're mediocre, kind of like we did last year, what are we going to say?
Oh, come on. Well, you know.
Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, Jimmy Butler.
They should have made the trade. Why didn't they get Dame?
No. But if they're mediocre, last year we did the exact same thing.
And somebody's going
to
say that.
And we doubted them. And they're telling us again not to doubt them. So no matter how they do, unless they do absolutely terrible, which I don't see that. But if they do like they did last year. We're going to have to say, we got to trust them.
This is going to be the funniest Heat season ever.
Same thing with the Panthers and Paul Maurice. You know what?
No, it's a little different. We're built
for the postseason, not the regular season. You and I were, you better start showing us stuff.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing.
We're hostages now. I'm just saying.
Here's the thing.
Believe.
Heat has credibility, man. He got, as I like to say, ring protection. Pat Riley has shown that Pat Riley, the Miami Heat, Pat Riley, Mickey Harrison, Eric Spoelstra has shown a legacy, a consistency of winning. Panthers, not so much. You know, they've gotten to the playoffs, but they've been eliminated first round, you know, second round, sweep by the Lightning 2 years ago. Now they've gotten to the Stanley Cup final. They got to win. They got to win. They got to consistently. They can't be no wild card. They can't be no eighth seed. They can't be no. I don't think the fans want that. There is an excitement this season for the Florida Panthers. Like, people ask me, like, hey, man, when Panthers season starts, hey, can you get tickets? I was like, oh, look at you. Look at you now.
Oh, everybody's a fan now.
Everybody's a fan now, but you can't start slow. You can't start off slow. You got to keep that momentum going. The Heat, on the other hand, like I said, they got ring protection. They've been to the finals two of the last 4 years. You know what they can do.
All I'm saying is when you're middling around 500, it's not that easy to keep the faith. I'm just kind of, when you're losing to the San Antonio Spurs.
Hey, you lost to the Detroit Pistons last season.
Lost to the Detroit Pistons.
And where did you end up?
Losing to the Calgary Flames. It's like, it's hard, man. It's hard to keep faith, but
losing
you got
to
keep
the Chicago
that faith.
Blackhawks. Yeah, it was bad.
They were good at that time. At the beginning of the season, they were pretty good.
No, but at the end of the season, you needed that win. You had two games. It was against Montreal and Chicago, I believe. Two winnable games. Two teams that were bad, and then they lost. But they backdoored their way into the playoffs and got their way to the Stanley Cup final.
Let's make it official, Vlad.
Let's do it.
When it comes to the Heat, and it comes to the Panthers, no matter how high we get, and you know you and I know how to get high, or no matter how low we get, we're keeping the faith. Can we make it official now?
I mean, you have to keep the faith with the Heat.
It's official. Panthers in Heat. We'll question, but we're keeping the faith. We trust in both organizations and teams. Next, going to get you caught up with all the headlines and everything going on in the sports world, 560 WQAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.